Blessings of Fasting by Mindy Ray Friedman, Church Magazines. You're probably well aware of what the law of the fast means. Once a month, on Fast Sunday, you go without food and drink for two meals, pray, and contribute a fast offering to help the poor. And of course, you can fast and pray at other times of need, within reasonable, healthy limits. But are you aware of all the blessings that come with keeping this commandment? Here are several to consider. What others can you find in the scriptures, teachings of living prophets, and personal experiences? Power to overcome temptations. Fasting will strengthen your self-discipline and fortify you against temptations. For the Strength of Youth, 2011, page 39. So how does fasting do this? Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has explained that as you fast through your spirit, you develop personal power over your body's drives of hunger and thirst. Fasting gives you confidence to know that your spirit can master appetite. Fasting fortifies discipline over appetite and helps to protect against later uncontrolled cravings and gnawing habits. Self-Mastery, Ensign, November 1985, pages 30 and 31. Healing and Miracles. In the New Testament, the disciples of Jesus Christ unsuccessfully tried to cast a devil out of a boy. After the Savior was able to do so, the disciples asked why it hadn't worked for them like it had for the Savior. Jesus told them that this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. See Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. True to the Faith explains, this account teaches that prayer and fasting can give added strength to those giving and receiving priesthood blessings. The account can also be applied to your personal efforts to live the gospel. If you have a weakness or sin that you have struggled to overcome, you may need to fast and pray in order to receive the help or forgiveness you desire. Love for God's children. Contributing a generous fast offering after skipping two meals on Fast Sunday helps us understand and love Heavenly Father's children who don't have as many blessings as we do. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has taught that living the law of the fast raises our appreciation for those who are without and provides a means to satisfy their daily requirements. Building a Community of Saints, Ensign, May 2001, page 36. Remission of Sins. Helping out the poor as part of our fast also brings the additional blessing of helping us retain a remission of our sins. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin explained, when we give to the bishop an offering to relieve the sufferings of others, we not only do something sublime for others, but we do something wonderful for ourselves as well. King Benjamin taught that as we give of our substance to the poor, we retain a remission of our sins from day to day. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 26. The Law of the Fast. Ensign, May 2001, page 74. Personal Revelation. In the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah talked about the law of the fast. He promised that if you fast and pray, the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9. He also taught that if you help those in need, the Lord shall guide thee continually. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. From the Book of Mormon, we learn that the sons of Mosiah had given themselves to much prayer and fasting. Therefore, they had the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of revelation. Alma chapter 17, verse 3. We also learn that Alma the Younger fasted and prayed many days so that he could gain a testimony. Alma chapter 5, verse 46. Like these men, you can also be led by the Lord and receive revelation if you obey the law of the fast. Stronger Relationship with God. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said, By not eating these two meals, we draw close to the Lord in humility and prayer, becoming provident providers temporally and spiritually. Ensign May 2009, page 9. President Joseph F. Smith explained that this happens because fasting will promote communion with the Holy Ghost and ensure a spiritual strength and power. As fasting should always be accompanied by prayer, this law would bring the people nearer to God. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, 1998, page 198. Sidebar: Other Blessings. In addition to the blessings mentioned, ancient and modern prophets have also taught about these blessings of observing the law of the fast. Loose the bands of wickedness. Free the oppressed. Break every yoke. Increase our physical health. Increase prosperity. Energize us spiritually. Strengthen our self-discipline. Fill our homes with peace. Lighten our hearts with joy. Prepare us for times of adversity. Open the windows of heaven. Help us teach with power. Increase humility and spirituality. From Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 and verse 8, Marion G. Romney, The Blessings of the Fast, Ensign, July 1982, page 4. Joseph B. Worthland, The Law of the Fast, Ensign, May 2001, page 75. Alma chapter 17, verse 3. And L. Tom Perry, The Law of the Fast, Ensign, May 1986, page 31. Share your experiences. How has your life been blessed by fasting? Record experiences in your journal, and, if they are not too sacred, consider sharing them with your family, youth in your ward, or other youth online at lds.org/go/83fast. End of the article. Blessings of Fasting by Mindy Ray Friedman.